It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now listen, I just saw you do a handstand on your skateboard. I saw you play the drums. Where did you get all this sort of, I guess, mostly a feeling of limitlessness? In other words, not feeling limited. Where did you get that?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You think Ann Curry's had plastic surgery, Buzz?
I don't know.
We'd have to ask. Let's go to the phones right now. Without further ado, let's go to this caller. Hello, who's this?
This is Will.
Will, where are you calling from?
I was on the road. Now I'm in somewhere off Route 1, like Fort Belvoir.
Thanks for the detail,
Keep
Will.
Us posted.
Yes, we'd like to know. Will, guess what?
It's Friday.
What?
Friday or 100th caller?
Well, are you all right? Well, what did you call for, Will?
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, okay. Guess what, Will? That's what I asked you. You're 100. You're caller 100.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
You won a pair of tickets to see every scene. Now everybody's participating.
What?
That's BYOB Friday, and yes. I love that. Everybody's like going, hey, come on, you dumbass.
Come on.
You won. Will, you have won a pair of tickets to see Pearl Jam live at the Verizon Center Sunday night, June 22nd at 7:30. Tickets at LiveNation.com. Congratulations, Will.
Thank you. That is awesome. I'm going to give them to my brother as a wedding present.
Oh, isn't that sweet? That's wonderful. All right, we'll put you on hold. The next person you hear will be the lovely Joe Artinger. Faith, did you just spill something?
Timmy's throwing ice on me.
Oh, Timmy.
Good man.
Are you guys dating?
Here's the deal. Let me explain.
I was trying to get a reaction from him.
BYOB. Are both microphones on? Do we have both those microphones
on? Yeah, they're all on.
BYOB Thursday. Friday.
BYOB's working.
Hi.
Right, do you know what day of the week it is?
Hi, I'm here all week. Oh, look at Chatty Cathy now.
Oh, she's finally come out.
All right, what, do you get livelier when your sister Prosperity arrives or what?
Unity.
Dignity. What? Insincerity.
Right,
what is
on.
It?
Hold on. Unity, say hello.
Unity, step up to the microphone, please.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Unity.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, so Brian's listening.
Brian. Who's Brian?
No, Ryan.
Who's Ryan?
Her boyfriend.
He's on a plane.
He's on a plane?
Where's he going?
He's coming home.
He's going out to see his other girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. She just came back from seeing your other boyfriend.
That's good.
Wow. Very nice. We're here on BYOB Friday.
We're here.
Timmy O'Bibane has been here the whole time. We really haven't even talked to Timmy. But
no.
Timmy, are you enjoying yourself?
I am having a fabulous time.
Timmy says yes.
Very good, Timmy. Well, we appreciate you bringing Faith and Vicky and Prosperity here.
Wait.
To,
not Vicky.
Hi, I'm Hedonism.
Vivian. Yeah, there's a great restaurant out in L.A. called Vivian's. Are you familiar with that?
No. She may be.
When in L.A., eat at Vivian's.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, we're not going to gyp this gentleman out of his time here because this is what he does. Our final buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the one, the only, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike. I promise not to dwell on the bad news, but the stock market fell drastically today. The Dow down nearly 300 points. The S&P down nearly 400 points today.
In all seriousness.
Yes.
I mean, it does that occasionally.
It does.
I think because of the vodka, you're making that more dramatic than it needs to be.
Okay, so what's the mortgage rate now?
I don't know.
I predicted at the beginning of the show, shy, reserved Vivian would come out of her shell.
It's trouble.
You know, if you listened early, I don't like being on the radio. I don't want to talk.
I'm going to give you
one word answers. Rate. And then Vivian has now, if you're keeping track, spoken to her mother very nicely,
yeah.
I should add.
Hip mom.
She has applied for a job with Dr. Ray on 90210.
She's come out of her shell.
And now she is heckling Buzz during the newscast. How much did the market go down?
300 points for the Dow, 400 points for the S&P, very nearly.
Yeah, whatever.
And it's because the price of oil jumped another $10 a barrel today, up to $139 a barrel, and because an unemployment rate came out that said that this is the fifth month in a row that unemployment is up.
Hey, hilarity, that'll really cost you a lot of money to fill the tank, won't it?
Hey, Michael.
Oh,
yeah.
Zang.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. Her breasts are large, Timmy.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you said.
She's got big boobs, man.
That's good. What was that, Vivian?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
She was listening.
Exactly.
All right. Can we get a – do we have a microphone in here? No, we're all out of microphones, aren't we?
No, we're sharing.
Oh, you are? Okay, you're going to have to step up.
That's
right. There you go. You can sit next to each other.
I've got the height. There you go.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Look at these two sisters.
Yeah, I have the height in the family.
She's sitting on Vivian's lap.
We have a picture just like this when we were – like 3 and 4 years.
I don't want to hear about that.
We're not interested in that.
We're not interested in that. Neither are our listeners. But are you close as sisters?
Mm-hmm. Look at them.
Yes, they're sitting in the same chair.
That's wonderful. Yeah, nice? You seem to have a very loving family with mom calling in and all that. I mean, holidays must be a blast, right?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. It's the same rap I'd use if I was like 50 pounds lighter and I was in a bar.
Single
okay,
one.
Buzz, I digress.
Hillary Clinton says she has no intention of forcing her way onto the Barack Obama presidential ticket. And
gosh, lighten up, guys.
She's strongly urging her supporters to back Obama all the way. She says,
oh, well, it's about time.
Just in time.
Hillary.
You'll hear more tomorrow. She says Obama's running mate choice is strictly up to Obama. And he says he appreciates that. And by the way, he says he won't be talking about his choosing process publicly until he's made his decision.
His choosing process.
Now
I know why.
What do you
this
wish?
Is why that BYOB Friday like goes till late.
10 o'clock.
Because seriously, I could stay on till midnight tonight. I know
do you
that
want
already.
To?
No, I don't. I have
Are you
goal.
Sure?
I'm going to Atlantic City. Okay.
He has commitments
mm-hmm.
at the big Wheel of Fortune
yes.
slot machine.
Thank you very much. Are you drinking enough?
I think I'm drinking plenty. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike's spilling everything on his pants.
I just did that. I did that like 2 hours ago, huh?
He does that all the time to impress women.
All right, programming note.
Yes.
We must start BYOB Friday half an hour earlier.
Okay.
It's a requirement.
I've made a note.
I'll forget that by
half an hour earlier than the half hour earlier we started it today.
What was that?
No,
you
started
heard
it today.
You heard me.
It was right on time.
Mm-hmm. Obama wasted no time in starting to mend fences by paying a surprise visit to Clinton here in Washington yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't talk about this at the beginning of the
you
show.
You did not.
Journalism 101, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I mean, how much faith do we put in corporate media when you are looking at all the major networks,
mm-hmm.
all of them,
mm-hmm.
who were sitting there last night for 2 hours, and I watched it like it was a soap opera,
right.
where they had no idea where Barack and Hillary were. This is amazing. You've got an entire press plane that's getting ready to fly to Chicago with
right.
Barack Obama on it, and he says, well, Barack's not here.
He calls an audible.
And they took off for Chicago.
Yeah.
So they send the press corps to Chicago.
Silly reporters.
Nobody from the Hillary camp knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Candy Crowley. Is that her name? Whatever.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Candy
CNN
Crowley.
CNN reporter
mm-hmm.
who's
right.
sitting there going, well, we have it on good authority that the meeting is taking place
right
at
now.
This house. They have a cell phone picture that you are looking at of Hillary's house.
Professional
for
journalism.
2 hours. Uh-huh. They're staking this out.
And you watched it for 2 hours.
I watched it because I was fascinated. I want to see if he came out. And then we find out the morning after mainstream media that they were at Dianne Feinstein's house that
That's
was a
right.
mile
Feinstein.
Down the road. Way to go. Journalism 101. This is another example of how if it's not spoon-fed,
mm-hmm.
you ain't going to hear it. No one's reporting anymore, okay? No one is reporting. No one is digging. No one pays attention to that crap, and that's why we looked at
it. What would you have done?
I would have actually – what would I have done?
Yeah, what would you have done?
Thanks
have
for
done?
Putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry, I'm asking. What would you have done?
I would have said send a stringer out, comb the area, find out, get a source. They
Peter,
were all –
you would have sent Peter.
I would have sent one of our interns out to get me a Sprite Zero. To put my vodka together.
I'm not.
I have a degree in broadcast
right.
journalism, but I am not a working broadcast journalist.
That's right.
I am simply a radio host.
WWMOD.
And isn't
what would Mike O'Mara do?
F you, Joe.
And isn't
have a nice weekend.
Isn't Candy Crowley guilty
of being hot? Yes, sorry, Candy. Yeah, baby.
People were hopeful about another young presidential candidate 40 years ago today because it was on June 5th, 1968, in the middle of another pointless war that Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. This woman remembers.
She was dynamic, dedicated, enthusiastic, inspired everybody.
That's Estelle Enslow of Seattle, who visited RFK's grave here in Arlington yesterday. That Kennedy's assassin, Sirhan Sirhan, is still in a California prison serving out his life sentence.
Well, it's strange that, I really think that day should have been commemorated. They should have paid attention. Why did we only have audio of the drunk lady that they interviewed at the grave site?
No, you're confused. She's not drunk. We are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you, Buzz. Appreciate it.
A funny thing happened on Wall Street yesterday. Funny good. The Dow closed up more than 200 points on some surprising news.
Funny girl. Don't tell me that. I'm an old queen. Thank you.
You queen?
Retail yeah. sales were better last month than anybody expected. There is, of course, a dark lining to the silver cloud, and that dark lining is today.
Speaking of dark linings, Dr.
Earlier.
Ray will be at the Sears.
In Silver Spring.
In Silver Spring.
Best
at
Sears.
At 1 p.m.
Yes.
Best and Sears guess, in America.
And guess we'll be there at 1:01 p.m.
You're not drinking, are you?
No, Vivian's going to go.
Vivian, are you going to go and give him your resume?
Yeah, I'm going to take my resume.
That's
she
good.
Is. And the thing is, she's got to go tomorrow.
Go
she's
see Dr. Ray tomorrow. Sears, Silver Spring. 1 o'clock, he'll be giving away free tacos.
And you can meet me, too.
Joe Artinger's laughing at that right now. Free tacos, Joe.
I'm waiting for the new Post-it.
By the way, and pardon us because we're drinking, when do we break? Or do I just keep going?
50.
We break at the end of the program.
Invasion.
That's our new format.
Invasion of the body scanners. We couldn't go one day.
That up? Hold on. You gotta say it again, please.
Invasion of the body scanners. We couldn't go one day this week without a story about the joy of airline travel. Mm-hmm. Today we introduced the TSA's new body scanners, now looking through people's clothing at our 10 biggest airports.
Shut the hell up!
Keith, you can't mean me. Yes, guys, they will be able to see your thing. My advice, do a little light reading first.
You know, when I went through TSA
just trying to
out at Dulles Airport the other day, the guy was so nice to me, and they're so skilled and so professional out there. I actually recorded one of the guys. Would you like to hear him?
Yes, please.
Here he is now.
Hey, what's going on this side?
But they say that's not the kind of weapon.
It's my favorite tape.
It's everybody's favorite tape.
Did you like that, Prosperity?
Yeah. Play
All
it
right,
again.
Very good.
Our name's Unity.
Unity. All right.
He's too drunk. He won't get it right.
No, I'm fine. I'm actually completely in control. Unity's a very interesting name. Can I just get a little background? Why the name Unity?
It was a name, not a very
into the microphone,
story,
please.
But it was a name of an angel in a 1950s old movie.
Really?
Why is it not interesting? That's beautiful.
I think it's nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Faith.
But usually people are waiting for me to say it's either a stripper name or my parents were hippies and they were into drugs.
I'll go with that.
I said hippies.
Or how about
I said hippies
have a
early on.
And they want to know what the essence of it is.
Huh?
What? Huh?
What? Sorry, I had just two sips had a of couple my drink of already.
That's kind of why my dad gave me the name. They changed it to Michael later on, but my folks were on hard times, and at the last minute they changed the name. It was it's insolvency.
Insolvency.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. Ben McBride, thank you for the laugh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was funny.
The bright side, according to TSA, is no more pat-downs. Well, bright side for them, maybe.
No more pat-downs? Jeez.
The scanners may, however, also eventually replace metal detectors, which slow down the security line tremendously. Have you washed your tomatoes today? As many as 75 people across the country have taken ill with salmonella this week after eating raw tomatoes.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
I don't know, Mike. The government health officials.
It
is terrible. That's right.
All right.
Government health officials recommend buying tomatoes sold on pieces of vine.
Hey, we got some tomatoes in here, don't we, huh? Yes, sirree, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Yeah, wow. Hi, this is Bob Hope. It's Bob. We got tomatoes. We got a total of, we got 8 tomatoes in here right now, as a matter of fact.
Government health officials recommend buying tomatoes sold on pieces of vine.
Vivian was doing the math.
Washing all tomatoes thoroughly and keeping them refrigerated once they're cut, or better yet, cooked.
Timmy O'Bimini, thanks for bringing 6 of those tomatoes in today. And thanks to the Michael Mara Show for providing us with 2 brand new refurbished tomatoes. Yes, sirree. Wow.
A man convicted of selling steroids to NFL players has been found dead, shot to death. They found him dead alongside his equally dead girlfriend in their suburban Dallas home.
That's not a happy story. How can I? Regis, that's not a happy story, is
You're
it?
You're right.
Fine.
No.
Yeah, it's, I think I don't think it's fine.
Fine.
Regis
fine.
Thinks it's fine. Mm-hmm. Police say it may have been a murder-suicide. Mr. Jacobs, who said he once provided substance advice to
what?
Falcons and Cowboys.
Substantive?
Substance advice.
Substance advice. Okay. I didn't know what you were saying.
Your ears are drunk.
Okay.
He provided this
God
advice
bless you, Buzz.
To Falcons. Thank
Peace
you, sir.
Peace be with you.
Falcons and Cowboys players has been cooperating with the NFL in its steroid investigation.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Speaking of yesterday, do you remember the video we saw on the news channel yesterday? The video of people ignoring a hit-and-run victim?
You know what? That's my hometown, and I was so pissed off.
Nobody stopped to help this guy.
This is the most amazing video. Can you imagine? I mean, here's the weird thing about this. You're looking at 20 people around this scene of an elderly person getting hit by a car, and then they just stand there. And
nobody helped.
I couldn't imagine any normal person being in that environment and completely ignoring
that. Or whoever hit him.
Well, I'll tell you about that.
Well, hold on. That's a hit-and-run guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he leaves the scene, I mean, that's not exactly unheard of.
Right.
But people walking
by. We
expect
that.
Not racing out to the one thing that was ignored, once again, corporate media,
yes.
You're talking about amazing traffic flow there. And I was thinking, did anybody address how much traffic we were talking about and whether people were actually afraid of getting hit themselves, which might be a factor. I'm going to find out more about this over the weekend and know where it was in the Hartford area, know the traffic pattern, because I think we have to examine this.
It was Hartford, Connecticut?
It was Hartford, Connecticut.
Nobody helped, not the dozens of pedestrians we saw, not the dozens of cars that drove by the body that lay lifeless in the street. A guy on a scooter even circles the man's body on the video and then continues on his way. Today we do know more about it. It did happen in Hartford earlier this week, and the video came from a streetlight security camera. The man was hit by one of two cars involved in an apparently unofficial high-speed chase.
I said I was going to look into that over the weekend. Joe Ardinger from the back.
He's right.
Joe Ardinger from the back room writes, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
No, everybody knew that.
Okay, thanks.
Goes without saying.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to look into this weekend.
That was my first. That's my middle name.
And then for at least a minute and a half with people around.
Going yes.
It was a great thought.
Nobody helps this guy. Local paper ran a two-word headline, so inhumane. The police chief said, and I quote, we no longer have a moral compass.
Right.
And even earlier this week, the former deputy mayor of Hartford got mugged on his way to breakfast, beaten and robbed at the age of 71.
Oh,
he's still in the hospital awaiting brain surgery.
Wow.
Some say Hartford's getting a bad rap and unfairly. They point out that people were shocked and that after the 90-second video, people did begin to help.
Mary O'Mara will take care of that problem.
Good.
Mary O'Mara, outside of Hartford, Connecticut,
she's
88 years old. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
She'll kick ass and take names.
Finally, we always enjoy the end-of-the-year pranks that students, especially high school seniors, play. But this year at Nyack High in Nyack, New York, the pranksters got pranked. In the still of the night, seniors sneaked into the school and spent hours moving nearly all of the desks and chairs outside and using them to form a giant 2008.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
What, there's more?
Yes, some other seniors who apparently felt that was lame returned to reshape the desks and chairs into a giant penis. Now it's off to college.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Buzz. Want to thank Timmy O'Bibane, also Faith and Vivian and
thank you.
Unity.
I'm sorry, I had a little cranial cramp there.
What?
Also, from Ice Road Truckers, Drew Sherwood. Watch that Sunday night on the History Channel. Also, Dr. Ray from Dr. 90210. He will be out at the Sears in Silver Spring at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And thanks to my trainer, Pete Galelli.
Thanks, Pete.
For being on the show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producers, Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One radio network. I do it normally one time a week, but I shouldn't do it on Friday when I've been drinking.
Today's the day you need to do it.
For Beth Ann, Rob, Buzz Burbank, Timmy, Faith, Unity, Vivian, and everybody else that was here today, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you...
Yes.
Have a nice weekend, because I didn't think of anything funny to say.
Bye.
We'll see you on Monday
weekend
for another show. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.